Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Barnaby Joyce has become Australia's second highest political officer, the Deputy Prime Minister, for the second time. Mr. Joyce has been officially sworn in during a ceremony at Government House by Governor-General David Hurley.
I, Barnaby Thomas Gerard Joyce, do swear that I will truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Deputy Prime Minister.
Mr. Joyce's partner, Vicky Campion, and children were in attendance. Prime Minister Scott Morrison took part in the ceremony virtually and congratulated Mr. Joyce on his reappointment. Mr. Morrison will now have to change his minister's portfolio assignments. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, UNESCO, has recommended the Great Barrier Reef be declared World Heritage in Danger. In a new report, it cites the federal government's failure to deal with climate change. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee says Australia will challenge the decision.
This is a complete subversion of normal process, and we made very clear our strong disappointment, even our bewilderment.
Victoria has recorded zero new locally acquired COVID-19 cases from more than 13,000 tests. In Queensland, one new community case has been detected, a man aged in his 60s who attended the same restaurant as an infected flight attendant. New South Wales has reported five local COVID-19 cases, including two announced yesterday. Seven new infections will be in tomorrow's numbers. There are now 21 cases linked to the Bondi cluster. States and territories are easing border restrictions on Victorian travellers just in time for school holidays. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced travel restrictions will lift on Friday.
There's a lot of people that would have had their holidays booked to Queensland, so Dr. Young's very comfortable where Victoria is at, and we're going to be keeping a close eye on New South Wales.
South Australia will reopen to travellers from Greater Melbourne on Friday. The decision was announced by Police Commissioner Grant Stevens, and the Northern Territory has cancelled its hotspot status for Greater Melbourne. In sport, Qatar has announced it will only allow people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to attend next year's World Cup. Officials say they are in talks to secure 1 million doses in case global immunisation efforts fall behind. The Gulf Arab state hosts the four-week tournament in November 2022, with plans to have stadiums full of spectators. This is Stephanie Corsetti with SBS News in Easy English.